This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight in Ireland, where the LGBT community there is shocked and in complete disbelief after the murder, the brutal murder of two men in what is suspected to be a homophobic hate crime. The two men, Aidan Moffat, who's 42, and Michael Snee, 58, were murdered in the northeastern town of Sligo, and both men killed in their own homes. Police have arrested a 22-year-old man and believe he has committed both murders. And they believe he has tracked them, both of the men, down through Grindr.
So here again, we see the apps being used as bait.
Exactly.
And, yeah,
that is really scary.
Very scary, and that's why the local community is quite shaken up. Police actually think that he may have tried this prior to the two killings. So they put the call out to the local community to say, listen, if you've had a near miss, please come forward. It comes off the back of a brutal assault as well in Dublin, I think it was a week or two ago. So there really seems to be a bit of a change. Don't forget, Ireland is the country that, you know, before Australia got marriage equality, they were seen as the shining light. Yes. This mass support across the nation, and now we're seeing
sort of
these.
Yeah, because of being a very Catholic country.
Hugely Catholic. Mm.
Very brutal crimes. I wonder if there's some sort of reaction there that is driving this.
Well, we've seen an increase of homophobic and transphobic crimes in the UK as well lately.
The local activists, apart from trying to support the community, have also been calling for comprehensive hate crime legislation across the UK, and they plan to use this as something to take to local lawmakers as a reason that it really needs to happen.
Mm. It's great to see that there have been vigils across the region with local sporting groups pledging solidarity with the LGBT community as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. I think it's at times like these you learn very quickly who your friends are.
Yeah.
Now, across to the UK, where the government has asked the police across England and Wales, and not Scotland, to record trans victim of crime by the sex recorded on their birth certificate. So, which is obviously...
Well, we would call that misgendering.
Well, yes, I think you can say that. It's quite challenging, really, the process to...
to get a document that proves your identity.
Right, the gender recognition certificate. Yeah. It's an intrusive, difficult process to obtain that, so that some people don't do it. And it's estimated...
In this whole process, the government is assuming that trans people will carry this card around with them all the time.
Well, yes. So, and then also, it doesn't offer any legal recognition for non-binary people. So you change through the gender recognition, but there's no, if you're non-binary, there's no recognition for that. And it's estimated that less than 1% of trans people in the UK have one of those GRC or gender recognition certificates. So guidance from the Home Office in the UK has requested the police use the definition
of gender on the person's birth certificate.
That's right.
You know how this came to light? An anti-trans group called Keep Prisons Single Sex lodged a Freedom of Information campaign to find out, what the process was. And they've claimed this as a victory. They're using this as a political tool to say that, this is a victory for them that this is going on. We should say this is a voluntary thing.
But they're thinking, the Home Office has stated that it could become mandatory by April 2023, which is just next year. Clearly.
Of course, the other repercussion in this is that, it's going to, you're not going to get a true picture in the stats of
Absolutely. In terms of
hate crimes,
hate crimes and what we're talking about, the increase in hate crime, how do you, I mean, it will not show that there are hate crimes against trans people, basically.
Andrew, I think we need a dose of good news.
We certainly do. Look, people are writing moving letters to trans kids to show them being trans is a gift in an effort to humanise the often cruel debates about them. There's a hashtag, Letters for Trans Kids. Trans, non-binary and gender non-conforming Twitter users tell their own stories. And they tell that as adults they're thriving and they want to help young people do the same.
This has sort of come out of a reaction of all these anti-trans, or trans people being used as a political football in UK, in USA.
In Australia.
In Australia
right
too.
Now, right now. Today. Yeah. And Scott Morrison is backing that
candidate in Warringah.
Yep. Backing her.
Well, because he's on thin ice.
Mm.
I did actually see a post, and I can't remember who it was. I did go looking, about getting locals to write letters to trans kids in support, you know, again, trying to drown out all this negativity that's around in the media.
The hashtag for trans kids was first started by Ina Freed. She was the chief technology correspondent for Axios, and she wanted to find a way to support trans and non-binary youth combat the anti-trans legislative onslaught in the US. And she called on social media users to pen a letter to share their experiences growing up trans or show their empathetic support for the community's rights.
There should be more of it. And in brief, here in Australia, the New South Wales government has announced a special commission of inquiry into 88 unsolved LGBT hate crimes from the 80s and 90s.
Russia has added two LGBT activists to their registry of foreign agents.
And Germany approves rainbow flags on ministry buildings for LGBT events.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.